This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2, UER2. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also address the gathering. A report from our correspondent.
These projects have been developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital. The projects aim to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time, and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. The 10.1-kilometer long Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway has been developed at a cost of over 5,300 crore rupees. This section will provide multimodal connectivity to Yashobhoomi, the DMRC Blue and Orange lines, the upcoming Bijwasan railway station, and the Dwarka cluster bus depot. The Alipur to Dichaukala stretch of UER2, along with the new links to Bahadurgarh and Sonipat, is being constructed at a cost of around 5,580 crore rupees. It will ease traffic on Delhi's inner and outer ring roads, as well as the busy points like Mukarba Chowk, Dhola Kuan, and NH9. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has said that utmost transparency is the hallmark of electoral roll preparation as per law, rules, and guidelines. In a statement, the poll body said that political parties were involved at every stage of preparing electoral rolls, which is a multi-stage exercise. The ECI has criticized political parties and individuals for raising concerns over alleged errors in electoral rolls from previous elections. The poll body said that the appropriate time to raise any issue with the electoral rolls would have been during the claims and objections period of that phase, which is precisely the objective behind sharing the electoral rolls with all political parties and the candidates. Election Commission clarified that had such issues been flagged during the stipulated time, they could have been examined and, if genuine, corrected by the Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, before the elections. In Jammu and Kashmir, a cloudburst hit a remote village in Kathua district in Jammu division, claiming 4 lives and injuring 6 others. The incident occurred in Jodh Khati village of Rajbagh last night, cutting off access to the area and damaging land and property. After strenuous efforts, a joint team of J&K police and the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, managed to reach the site and joined local volunteers in the rescue operation. Officials confirmed that 4 bodies have been recovered so far, while 6 injured persons were rescued and shifted to hospital. India's space hero, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Mr. Shukla piloted NASA's Axiom 4 mission, which launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on the 25th of June this year. Mr. Shukla is also one of the astronauts shortlisted for India's first human spaceflight mission, Gaganyaan, which is set to launch by the end of next year. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan, Goa and Telangana today. The IMD forecast extremely heavy rainfall conditions over some parts of coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat tomorrow. In squash, India's Anahat Singh will take on second-seeded Habiba Hani of Egypt in the finals of the Bega Open in Australia today. Top seed Anahat Singh defeated Egypt's Nur Khafaghi 3-2 in the semi-finals yesterday. Despite an injury during the match, Anahat showed great determination to outclass Khafaghi. With 12 PSA titles from 18 events, Anahat is emerging as a dominant force on the squash circuit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.